it is so much harder these days as a freelancer to grow a corporate brand and pretend like you're something that you're not, when you can just show that you are an independent, individual freelancer, and that's actually how people are going to connect with you.
Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. My name is Katie Sandel, and this episode was brought to you by Aventive Academy, an online business education platform that helps brand, graphic, and web designers get more clients, increase their pricing, and build a profitable design business. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, and you can find out more about starting and growing your freelance design business at AventiveAcademy.com. Hello. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to hear all about social media. First of all, why don't you introduce yourself and let our audience know who you are, what you do, and who you help?
Well, hi, Katie. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Dot Lung. Dot is short for Dorothy, and Long means dragon in Mandarin. And I go by the mother of social dragons. I'm a social media marketing strategist, and I work with brands around the world to develop their communication and visual presence online. And I basically am here to get to know you and get to know your audience and really just, like, you know, share everything that I know in my 15 years of experience working with Instagram and Facebook. So,
yeah, perfect. Well, thank you again for being here. Do you think social media is a place where freelance designers can find high-paying clients, or does finding clients or social media only work for certain industries?
Social media is an amazing tool if you use it right. So if you have a goal to find high-ticket clients on social media, that's totally possible. And I've worked with some of the biggest brands in the world, like Facebook, like Meta, and Wix, and they actually found me via Instagram. So I think anything is possible. It's all about knowing your positioning and knowing the work that you do and how you serve people and being able to really share that on social media so that your target client resonates with you. And for me, that's really been about being and showing who I am, not necessarily just in a very professional way, but in a very personal way. And I realized that's why people choose to work with me, because people want to get to know me and like who I am, and they like my story.
Do you think that a freelancer then should go more into the direction of, like, building a personal brand or business brand? Or they're, like, kind of a mix of two?
Yeah. So this is a great question. And I struggled with this when I first started, and I did both. And I actually realized that it is so much harder these days as a freelancer to grow a corporate brand and pretend like you're something that you're not, when you can just show that you are an independent, individual freelancer. And that's actually how people are going to connect with you personally. Since if you are, like, the main front person of your company, you're doing the sales, you're doing the marketing, you're doing the, you know, project management, and you're doing the execution, like, you are your brand, you are your business. So whenever people, you know, ask me, oh, should they start, like, a business account or should they go personal branding? It really depends what your end goal is. But if you are just starting to freelance, then definitely go with a personal brand first, because it's going to be a way that you can take it to other places. Like, you can grow into a corporate brand if you wanted to, but you need to start somewhere. And the place to start is to really just go full on in personal branding. And that's why, you know, I started teaching a course on this, and I preach it, because personal branding is really what changed my entire life and career.
So, how did you figure that out? Did you make some mistakes along the way, and you started as a corporate, which was still just you, but you were focused on building an agency or something like that? Or you started as a personal brand and then you just realized that that's where it works?
Exactly. So I actually always had a personal Instagram account where I never posted anything about myself. I only posted like travel photos and, you know, food photos. And I still do that. But I was really afraid to show my face. So for the first 10 years of my social media life, I never was able or had the courage to like show my identity. And, you know, oh my gosh, like I was scared people would know that I was Asian and like all of these weird things that went in my head. But when I knew, you know, when I started building my social media agency, I was using social media for business. So I put on a different mindset where I was like, okay, Dot, like if you actually want to leverage social media and get clients from it, you're going to have to get out of your shell and start putting your face out there on social media and sharing what you know and, you know, stop being afraid. Because I know for a lot of us creative people, we are really, really scared and we're really, really anxious. And this is why we're perfectionists and we have post paralysis and can't post anything because, and I know you suffered from this, I suffered from this, and I still do. But when it came down to my business and if I wanted to grow my business, I knew, oh my gosh, I am never going to stand out. I'm never going to be visible to my clients against my competitors if I don't show up. And when I say show up, I meant show up on video, you know, on Reels, like being teaching what you know and sharing what you do with the world, because that's the only way to get people's attention now, right? Carousels had its moment. We still love carousels and still, you know, we still need to have that part of our strategy as evergreen content. But the more that, you know, we get into social media, the trend has always been moving into video. And this was so scary and is still so scary for me. But I had to really mess up and fail so many times before I figured out, wow, the reason why people want to follow me and be part of my community is because of my personal brand, not necessarily my agency's brand. And so when I figured that my growth was much faster when I started to share from my personal brand, that's when I went full on into it in 2018. But before that, I had an agency account and we grew to almost 10,000 followers and it was a very slow uphill climb. And I'm not saying like you don't need to have an agency account. It depends if you're even growing an agency. I kind of went backwards in my career where I started, you know, wanting this big agency. I wanted to like, you know, have so many, you know, build an amazing team. And I realized as a independent freelancer, I am such a great freelancer and not so good of a people manager. So I decided, you know, after I was running my agency for 2 years and it was very successful, you know, we did 360 video media production and, you know, full brand social media campaign launches. And then I realized actually I got into more of people management and agency management than actually doing the work that I love to do, which is like the creative stuff. So I actually went back into freelance and like started doing more consulting and started doing more content creation for clients on my own because I realized I love being a freelancer. Because I have a very, you know, specific skill, which is, you know, Instagram content, Instagram strategy. And that's what I love doing for my clients. And so basically I narrowed and niched down, so to speak. Everyone's talking about the N-word niche.
Yeah, right.
into Instagram. And here I am, like, you know, a few years later, traveling all around the world, speaking in over 35 different countries, giving workshops all over all continents. And that's because I decided to put myself out there on social media, like literally after being 10 years of so scared to like post anything about myself. So it's like crazy.
And what if someone wants to get to the agency level? What if someone maybe likes being a freelancer, but is kind of tired of either working with clients or putting themselves out there on a video or being like on Instagram, and they want to grow into that, like running an agency and managing people? what would you recommend to them? Do they still have to show up, or they can hire people who can either show up for them or create content for them, or how would they grow into an agency?
Yeah, I think it still also can begin with a personal brand, because at the end of the day, people do business with people. Human, it's all about human to human connection. And you're just going to build that familiarity, build that trust so much faster when you start as a personal brand, when you start as, you know, a one person agency. That's totally fine. And you can grow into something bigger, no problem. And then you can have your team create content for you, have, you know, agency content and personal brand content. But you have to start somewhere. And the place to start truly is building your personal brand and, you know, really figuring yourself out and how you're going to present yourself to the world. And that's what's going to attract people to your business. So how I figured that out was because I was like a pretty serial entrepreneur when I first started. And I had like all these different types of businesses. You know, I had like a cannabis gourmet tasting, secret tasting supper club. I had, you know, I was running Airbnbs. I was, you know, doing event promotion. And then I was also doing social media, like all sorts of different things. And I realized that, you know, I was starting Instagram accounts for all of these different things that I had, you know, and it was such a mess. Whereas when I consolidated everything into my personal account, just showed people what I was doing on the day to day, that actually got people really interested because they were connecting with a single person and having those one-to-one conversations, which leads to deep, meaningful relationships and connections. Because at the end of the day, we are human and we are looking to connect with something or someone, and that someone can be you. And when you are able to really connect with people, that's when I truly believe your business grows, because there's no business without relationships.
Exactly. And each business has people that work for that business. So we always, as you mentioned, work with people, not with businesses. Even when I was hiring, either that was someone who to help me write blog posts or with SEO or social media posting, it was always a person. It was never an agency with people that I don't know. So yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Are there certain social media platforms that work better for freelance designers or freelancers in general than others? I know that you are really all about like Instagram, or mostly about Instagram, well, but what would you say?
Yeah, I would truly say creatives are underutilizing LinkedIn right now. LinkedIn is where you have to be, because it's literally like Facebook in 2004 right now, where people are just going in there and getting so much engagement and so much attention, because there's literally like less than 1% of LinkedIn that are people that are actually creating content. So if you're a creator, if you're a designer, if you're, you know, a filmmaker, if you're a photographer, like you should be creating content on LinkedIn, because you're going to win the race, you know, on LinkedIn versus all the other competitive platforms, especially if you're using it for business. You really want to build your professional persona. So build your professional persona, connect with people, with business owners, people that can hire you, like chief marketing officers, people and head of content that can actually hire you to do the work on LinkedIn. But on Instagram, you can actually build, you know, your artist brand or your personal brand, you know, on Instagram, because it's more of a visual platform and more artistic. That's why all of us creatives like it more. So that's like, you know, you can have more fun with that. But in terms of providing real business value and making connections, professional connections, that's, you go to LinkedIn to find those and cultivate those relationships. So I am a big user of LinkedIn and Instagram for my business. But to be truly honest, something that's always worked for me, even today, is Facebook Messenger. And it's like so funny, because everyone's like, oh, Facebook's dead and like yada yada. But Facebook is, and Facebook groups has always been such an amazing place to really get leads and really connect with people one-on-one, because your real identity is there. So it depends on like who your target audience is, like who your ideal clients, like you can go find them on LinkedIn or on Facebook And
can you give me an example? If you can give me an example, how would you suggest for a creative person, freelance creative, to find a client on Facebook?
Yeah, so I'm always promoting, what is the work that you love to do? Who are the people you love to work with, right? So, and I go search these people. So for example, I am a huge fan of designers. That's why I'm here. I always want to support designers. I always love creative. So I will go to, for example, a great group I go to is like the motionographer group on LinkedIn, because I know everybody in that group is a motion designer or a motion design agency owner. And those are my ideal clients, right? I want to support other creative people and their agencies and help them get more business and clients. So I go and find business and clients for myself in their groups. So I'm networking outside. I'm not going to go to another social media group and hang out with the same people. I'm going to go hang out with different people, and specifically people that I want to serve and people I want to help. So for example, if you want to help stay-at-home moms with, developing a website for their side hustle, you can go find stay-at-home moms on Facebook groups, for example. I use Facebook to, like, recently I'm a homeowner in Barcelona for a Barcelona Airbnb. So I went into Barcelona Facebook groups and listed my Airbnb on there. So it's just about finding, who are the people that you're looking for. So a designer can go, maybe you want to make websites for landscaping companies. So there's a lot of landscaping or architecture companies, architecture LinkedIn groups or architecture groups on Facebook. Find people that you align with, or maybe local in your same local area. So I always say, like, start local before you go global, right? So find people that you have connections with, that you can build a rapport with, because that's how you're going to start your relationship. And that's how you're going to grow your business, is, really building a strong and good working relationship with one client, and they always will refer you. They will always refer you if they had a great relationship with you. So relationship is everything.
Yeah, exactly. I can also give one example of how I got clients in the past from LinkedIn. And that was basically connecting with people, not my target, but with people who serve the same target audience. So when I was looking for skincare clients, when I wanted to do branding for their labels, packaging and whatnot, I would connect with e-commerce specialists, because skincare business owners would go to them first, because that's what they think that they need first. Oh, I need a website because that's where I will sell my products. Yeah, but you don't have a logo, you don't have colors, you don't have anything yet to build that website. So that's how I connected with a lot of web developers, web designers, and whatnot in order to get skincare client lines.
Exactly. You need to find partners and allies. And that's, like, what's so cool about, the freelance, this freelance generation and, the freelance union, is we can all collaborate together. Like, we're all on the same team. So find your teammates, make besties and with people that are in your industry, and you can, help and serve the same clients together. And that's what I love about the freelance world.
Yeah. And one thing I hear from freelance, mostly graphic designers, but creatives in general, is that they're posting on social media and maybe they're getting some likes and, follows here and there, but it isn't converting into paid clients. What would you suggest they try in that situation?
Well, I think there would need to be an audit. So based on, how much content are you creating that is actually asking for a conversion, right? So what I teach in my personal branding class or my Instagram strategy class is you need to, have a combination of four different types of content. So the first one is, everyone wants that viral content, that content that's, is going to really resonate with your audience. And that's going to build that connection. It might not, bring in leads or anything, but it's going to get you attention. And the second type of content is storytelling content. Are you telling your story? Do people, know why you do what you do? Really building that story so that they can connect with you. And the third type of content is educational content, right? This is where you're actually going to be educating your customers what you do and why they should choose you, you know, and what your offer is. So that's educational and just educating them about all the products and services that you have. And what people often forget to do is put in sales content, right? So
how you would say that one of the top mistakes you see that freelance creatives are doing is that they're not selling enough.
They're not selling. They're literally using Instagram as a portfolio, showing us their amazing work, but they're not telling me you're available, you're looking for clients, or what you offer. Like, hey, there's like maybe a promo, like I'm going to be doing, you know, 10 websites this week. Like, do you need help with your website? You're actually the expert at this, right? Like, this is what you teach and this is your specific industry. So I think this is why the difference between like this successful designer and, you know, a designer that's still trying to, you know, get clients is that the successful designer might not be as talented. They might not be as good as the amazing, like world-class, like, you know, very like top tier.
In terms of the design skills, they're just better in terms of the business skills.
The designer that's actually getting clients, they are out there selling. They are out there in relationships. They don't have the talent, but they know how to solve the problem good enough. And these artists, like all the really like amazing like artists that are perfectionists, all of you perfectionists, you're too worried on perfecting your art and perfecting your craft, and you're not out there, you know, building relationships and selling.
That is so true, because when I was first starting freelancing and doing logo designs and whatnot, I was constantly improving my logo designs, but it wasn't about that. It was it was something completely different, which, you know, goes back to building relationships and connecting with people and so on. It wasn't about like my designs were good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the skills. Like you have all the skills, but it's marketing. It's all about marketing your skills. So how do you market your skills? You have to sell the problem, right? So in order to get people to know about what you do and how you're going to be able to help them, you have to market the problem. So what is the problem that people have? They don't have good brand recognition. Their website's not getting seen because they don't have a good design for their flow. Like all of these problems are preventing them from their success, right? So that's what you have to sell, is like getting into people's brains about, it's not about like, oh, I'm like the best number one world award-winning designer. People don't care about if you won an award. People care about if you can solve their problems. So I always recommend my students, like, make a list of 30 like different problems that your ideal client, your dream client could be having right now, and make that into content. Tell them how you're going to be able to solve their problems, and they're going to come to you. If they have that problem, they're going to come to you. You are the thought leader. You're the expert in your field. Like, I'm not a designer, right? Like, I don't know how to make something look good or make a logo, you know, stand out more, but you do. And you know how to do that. So tell me like what I might be missing, like that I don't know about as a, you know, a business owner that knows nothing about design.
Yeah, exactly. And if we focus more on the clients and instead of us, we will get more clients. I remember in the past, I would be like, oh, I design logos and websites and flyers. Okay, like who cares? But if I say to my clients, I will help you make more product sales, that's what they care about. And then I tell them how I do it, because I will design more attractive, this and that. And, you know, we'll help you make more sales. We'll help you get to your goals. We'll solve your problems. And this is how we do it.
Exactly. And that's why I always work with the designer and designers, because for me, that's like one of the most important things that will be able to make or break any visual social media campaign, right? Yeah. Everything coming is visual. And that's how important design is. Like, designers belong at the, you know, at the table, you know, with the C-level people. Like, you are a partner you are a partner with the CEO, with the, you know, the business manager. Like, you are super, super important. You need to think like at top level, and how much your work makes an impact for people's businesses, because it really does.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Okay, so I see that you have done guest Instagram lives, guest reels, and all sorts of cool collaborations. Can you talk a little bit about collaborating on social media and if you would recommend that strategy, like to freelance designers or freelance creatives?
Well, I've always said that collaboration is a new competition. So these big brands like Coca-Cola and all the old dogs, they have billions and billions of dollars in advertising. But if you're a business and you don't have billions of dollars like Apple and I don't know, all these big brands, you're going to have to think smart and think of other ways that you're going to get visibility and, you know, get attention because you can't afford a New York, you know, Times Square billboard. But what you can do is try things out on social media and get people's attention that way by collaborating with your competitors. Actually, that's like one of the first things. And I don't see them as my competitors. I see them as allies and partners, but there's space for everyone. There's space for everyone. And the way the algorithm works is that, you know, your content will be shown to your collaborators' feed, you know, especially if you're already in the same niche or you're kind of in the same industry, people are going to be following you both. And so when you cross-pollinate, I call it cross-pollination, you will grow both audiences. So that's why I, you know, always use collaboration as a strategy to grow into new audiences and, you know, really have a touch point and with new followers and build new community members in places that, you know, I wouldn't think was possible. So yeah, in terms of like, I'm always down for a collaboration. Like when Instagram Reels like collab came out, like, you know, I get really into things and I'm like, okay, I did like enough of them. Like I'm tired now. But if you can like literally be consistently collaborating with people, you know, in your industry and leveling up to being able to do collaborations with people that have been longer in the game with you, like that's going to really help you grow. And that's why I do, you know, live interviews. Like you said, I do collab reels. We've done a collaboration together. And it's just really amazing how you can really grow, cross-pollinate and grow your audience that way.
Yeah, because I see that you have over 100,000 Instagram followers, which is amazing. Can you tell us how did you grow your following? Was it through a collaboration or was it more about posting?
Sure. So I actually use every single strategy because my Instagram, I've had it since 2010. And I literally try all the strategies since 2010 on my account. So there are definitely a lot of bot followers. There are definitely people that were following me, you know, from my old, you know, street art days. And so there's a lot of different random audiences on there. But to tell you the truth, when I experienced the most growth in my account is when I was posting consistently educational content that served my ideal audience on a almost daily basis, right? So if you want to grow, you need to post to grow, right? Because if you don't have enough content in there, it's not going to go anywhere. It has no feeds to go to. So you need to have enough content and be testing all the time and be putting out content so that it has some place to go as people's feeds to go to. And once you like figure out like what is your posting routine, what type of content you can be actually consistent in, that's when you're going to, you know, reach a level of like consistent growth. And what happened with me was when I launched my first course, I went full blast with paid media. So I had a lot of paid media support. Everyone gets my ads. I'm sure you've seen it millions of times because I actually am sponsored by that. So I don't pay for any of my ads, but that's actually responsible for most of my growth was just through paid media advertising because we designed and crafted an amazing video ad that brought a lot of eyeballs to the ad and brought a lot of followers, but they followed me because I had enough of a content bank on my feed that they said, oh, this person is worth following, right? Or this person is not worth following. I don't want to follow her. but I was able to gain a lot of followers through paid media. Now, I totally applaud everyone like you and all of my colleagues that have grown completely organically, but I am definitely, I've always been a person that's taken shortcuts and just trying to, you know, find the tricks and hacks. And there's definitely, you can still grow organically, but I'm a big believer in, you know, you've got to play to win and play the game right. So, you got to pay to play. That's what I meant. You got to pay to play. So when you pay to play, you know, you can get over 100,000 followers, you know, and I think we did it in like less than 6 months or something. I had a pretty big following to start out with, like a organic, strong base. But yeah, followers don't mean dollars, right? Followers don't mean dollars. So don't focus on these big number dollars. Focus on building meaningful relationships, because that's what I truly believe in. And these meaningful relationships is what takes your business and what grows your business to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Beaver, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, not the number of followers that's going to grow your business. That's, you know, ancillary. That's just a vanity metric.
But isn't it if you have more followers, you can make more sales or get more clients?
I honestly prefer having less followers and less clients, but bigger budgets. So right now I only serve very, very few clients, just the best clients in the world. And I don't need a lot of followers, you know, but I have different verticals in my business. So that's why I still do play the Instagram game and try and grow my audience, because I have a very, you know, I have an entry level product, which is my course, but all my top tier high level clients, like that I work one-on-one with, like I don't need more than, you know, 2 clients a year, and we're doing very well. So
yeah, exactly. We also have high paying clients, but then we also have online courses where we are helping designers actually get clients.
Yeah.
High paying clients.
Yeah. I love what you're doing when like helping so many people. And this is, you know, something that I really want to do as well, is like help people get to where they want to be. Because I remember when I started out, it was such a hard struggle, and there was no one teaching how to do social media or how to do anything online. There's like YouTube was, you know, just getting started. And so it's just so great. Like, I love seeing your content and how helpful it is, because I love, you know, I love how you're educating and just sharing your knowledge, because I think that's so valuable, and you're just helping so many people. So I really admire you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We try. Do you have any last tips or advice to our audience on how to use social media, either in their graphic, brand, or web design business?
Sure. I truly believe that social media is an amazing tool that can help you make your wildest dreams come true. Social media can make your wildest dreams come true. It's helped me get my career, build my career, and travel all around the world, you know, working with the best clients. But I guess what I want to say is you can still do that without social media. So I don't want people to stress out about, oh my God, like, I don't want people to ever stress out about social media, because social media is always going to be there. It's a tool, and it's not worth stressing out about. If you want to grow your business, focus on what really moves the needle, right? And that is building relationships, building community. And that's not necessarily, you need to do that online or on social media. You can do this in, you know, in real life or with real people and real connections. And I think that's why social media has always been so important to me, is because of the relationships that I've been able to cultivate and the connections that I've been able to make. So I guess that's what I want to share, is that focus on building meaningful relationships and connections, and you will succeed.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me in this interview today. And can you tell us, where can our listeners connect with you online, like your website and your social media and anywhere else you might be?
Yeah, of course. I'd love for you guys to visit my website. It's dotlung, dotlung.com. And you can find me everywhere at @.long, specifically Instagram's my favorite. I'm also on LinkedIn. Go download my free ebook, check out my courses. I'd love to hear from you. If you listen to this podcast, definitely just shoot me a DM and let me know that you check the podcast out, and can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Katie. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your freelance portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about the programs and get started, visit AventiveAcademy.com. See you next time.